Stream. A huge success recently for ASA was efforts on the renewable fuel standard and provide a positive outcome for biodiesel and soy biodiesel. ASA led efforts to correct a flawed proposal by the EPA. This proposal would have disqualified soy as a feedstock from the mandated renewable fuel standard. ASA's interpretation of the legislation, what we believe, ASA believes, was not the intent of Congress. ASA met with EPA officials, provided congressional testimony, and made numerous congressional contacts, while at the same time provide our own comments to the EPA. The new rule by the EPA allows for the continuation of soy as a feedstock for biodiesel. This was critical for continued success of soybeans in this homegrown, domestic, environmentally friendly fuel. This has significant impact and is a clear success for ASA and soybean farmers. Currently, obviously, a top priority of ASA continues to be the passage of the biodiesel tax incentive. Late in 2009, ASA was successful with inclusion in the House tax extenders package. However, in the Senate side, it got bogged down with debate over health care. This expiration has caused the biodiesel industry to idle nearly 23,000 workers that rely on this across rural America. The longer this goes on, the harder it will be to get restarted, and the production we have lost will have significant impact to the U.S. soybean farmers. ASA continues to work for passage of this legislation. There's two standalone bills, House 4070 and Senate 1589. We believe that these bills would pass on their own. However, we need to include them in a broader base tax package. We were disappointed when the Senate leadership pulled out of the last jobs bill. However, this week, as of right now, this is in the new Senate bill and is being discussed on the floor. ASA will continue to work for passage of this legislation. The importance of this legislation is very clear. The studies are it costs the U.S. soybean farmers 25 cents of loss of income to not have biodiesel. On a 3.3 billion bushel soybean crop, that's $825 million. On my farm at home, 500 acres of soybeans, that's costing me $6,000 annually. I think it's very important for ASA to continue, and I believe we will be successful with the passage of this legislation. Let's change gears to climate change. ASA continues to work with legislatures and regulators so that they understand the impact that this emissions cap would have on the farmers, on manufacturers, and the whole businesses in the United States. As a soybean farmer, I'm very concerned about the impact it would have on our livestock customers and the biodiesel processing or the soybean processing industry. Climate change legislation is not dead in the water. ASA will continue to monitor and be involved as this is discussed in Capitol Hill. ASA is now working through federal appropriations for fiscal year 2011. We're working to obtain funding for research, soybean rust, market development, and other very important soybean priorities for the soybean farmers. Of course, there is concern about deficit and increased federal debt in this very important election year. ASA strongly opposes the proposed budget cuts, which reduce farm program payments, reduces crop insurance, and also we remove $40 million from a very important market access program. ASA opposed similar cuts last year. We believe the current bill was fully and appropriately debated when it was passed. It was a bad idea to consider it last year. It's a bad idea to consider it this year. Ag spending, not including the nutrition, taking the nutrition part out of the total ag spending accounts for less than one-half of 1% of the total $3.8 trillion of federal budget. That is for our biggest industry, and we will strongly oppose any further cuts to production agriculture. It's also important at the same time that remember we have a 2012 Farm Bill coming up. Any cuts in the current Farm Bill would further erode the very important baseline as we discuss the 2012 Farm Bill. One final note and a very good piece of news I'd like to mention at this time was ASA received a historic $26 million grant for a committee of ASA called World Initiative Soy and Human Health. This is for promotion of U.S. soy products and infrastructure in Afghanistan. I believe this begins a new era for the American Soybean Association and for the U.S. soybean farmer.